This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When it's day, it's night. When it's night, it's day.
Day and night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind.
It's Day at Night with Dan Day.
This is a Protect Your House weekend. The Dolphins, for the first time this season, will play at Hard Rock Stadium. First home game of the season. So exciting, so great. This coming Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Marlins play their final home series of the regular season in some very, very, very crucial games starting tonight at 6:40 against the Milwaukee Brewers. Could make the wild card if they played things right. Now, you get those guys in town. I do have to say, the Hurricanes, they're leaving town. They're up in Philadelphia. They're going to be playing the Temple Owls. That is going to be tomorrow at 3:30. You can hear it right here, 560 WQAM. Protect your house. First, let's talk about the Dolphins. So far, so good. Two road games, two wins. Looked impressive. In the next segment, our dude Omar Kelly wrote an article about how this offense is just clicking on all cylinders and is so prolific. We're going to take a deeper dive into that. But, you know, you get home, you're playing a Denver team that's not that great, but they've been in every game. You think maybe this could be their game. They want to kind of prove that they're still a viable team that can make a playoff run. They've got Sean Payton. They've got Russell Wilson. I'm hoping that it all just falls apart. Russell Wilson went from being one of the best quarterbacks in the league, MVP candidate, to one of the least liked guys in the league. He didn't really do anything wrong other than just kind of fell off, man. Really strange right there. So hopefully those guys, they come in here, they give it a good push, but it's not enough for the Dolphins to get the running game going. You get the passing game going. You keep Tua upright, and everything's going to be good. I'm also joined by Jimmy Menthols right now. Jimmy, do you have any trepidation? Are you a little bit nervous just because you never know? It's the NFL. Denver Broncos maybe have something to prove. Dolphins are starting to hear all this chatter. You know, you're the best team in the NFL, power rankings. You're going to be in the Super Bowl. Do you have a little bit of worry going into this weekend?
Nope.
None at all.
Business as usual.
Business as usual. Well, that's what I like to see. I like to see the Dolphins go out there, take care of business. We've sat by, most of us watched them on TV these past 2 weeks. Now you get the home crowd. Everyone's going to be hype. Everyone's going to be crazy. Give us what we want, a reason to celebrate. I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park. I don't think Denver's as bad as they've looked, unless this Russell Wilson thing is just really that bad. Hopefully it is, for the Dolphins' sake. Sean Payton, great coach, but once again, for the Dolphins' sake, hopefully we go in there, we take care of business, it's good. The Hurricanes, Jimmy, are you a little bit worried? First road game of the year. So far they've been good, but once again, home games. They played Bethune-Cookman this past Thursday. Bethune-Cookman, good effort, good fun, get some guys in, good. But now, first road game of the year. Are you a little scared, Jimmy?
Not really, but what worries me is the weather.
Okay, so the weather could be a factor in this one.
Yes.
Whew. I mean, this is the thing with me. Do I worry? What? Me worry, as they say? Not so much, other than the unknown. The unknown scares me sometimes. This is the team that hasn't gone on the road yet. Once again, it's a college team, not a pro team, so you have to kind of expect some growing pains right there. another team like the Dolphins, they're feeling themselves. They're hearing things. Let's be honest. This is what the Hurricanes are hearing. You're top 25 ranked. You got a lot of five stars that have come in. More coming in. Tyler Van Dyke is back to his old form. He could be a first-round quarterback. Your running back committee is great. The Temple Owls aren't very good. You're going to go in there. The spread is huge. Maybe they're hearing a little bit of the press clippings and saying, okay, we're just going to go on the road. It's going to be like a vacation. Ah, the unknown scares me, man. You don't have your routine. It's the first game, but it is against Temple, and you should win the game. Maybe not so much of a quick start that we'd want from the Hurricanes, or maybe they'll go in there and just trounce them. You never know. Tyler Van Dyke getting back up to the Northeast. He's originally from Connecticut. Maybe he wants to show out and prove some stuff, so hopefully he can get off to a really hot start. I do think the Hurricanes will win. We'll do our predictions later. But once again, I think it's going to be a little sluggish at the beginning, Jimmy. Don't get upset if it's a little sluggish beginning tomorrow at 3:30.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if that happens.
Okay, tell Joe Zagacki too and Don Bailey Jr., a sluggish start does not mean a bad game. It's okay. We're going to be all right.
I'll pass that message down.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Text them right now. Let them know. We're busy here. Oh, the Marlins. Told you, I'm in a relationship with the Marlins. I can't quit them. I have been with them for all season. There's been some highs. There's been some lows, like all relationships, Jimmy. But now it's cutting time. And I was going to say something else, but this is it. This is the reason why you and I have had this relationship with the Marlins and haven't quit them, even in the past when there's been many reasons to quit. Even at the beginning of the season, when everybody says you're going to be hugely disappointed. They're not a very good team. They've been a good team this year. But now you are a half game ahead of the Reds in the final wild card spot. Protect your house. Win two, win three, you're sitting good. Not pretty, but good with just a few games left on the schedule. Don't worry about everybody else. You got to take care of it right here, right now. If you're going to the Marlins game right now and you're listening, thank you so much. Go see my dude, Nathan. He's going to be working, putting up the pitcher's mound. But I know a lot of people are going to be at the park this weekend, rightfully so. This is a good team. This is a fun team. This is critical games that you've always wanted from the Marlins at the end of the season. And they also have that new ticket price thing. Did you see that, Jimmy? Where you can make a bid on how much, like, you go pick your seat, and then you put in a bid, and they either accept it or don't accept it. So you say, oh, I want to sit, you know, lower level, row 15. I'll bid $22, and they can either, the Marlins will either accept it or deny it. So you can make your bid your seats.
Did not hear about that.
No, yeah. So that's a cool thing the Marlins are doing. You just got to bid right and get there, have a good time over at the Marlins.
But you know there's going to be that one person that's going to probably bid a dollar.
Yeah, and that's going to get rejected. That's definitely going to get rejected. And I've been that guy too, Jimmy. Let's not say that.
Like
you
the
know,
price is right. You just bid a dollar.
Like I say, like those that live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. I've gone and bid some like $3, $4 for things like just like whatever. We'll see what happens. Get rejected out of the sheer just disrespect of it all. But man, protect your home. If the Dolphins can take care of the Broncos, hopefully the Broncos are a mess. I think they're better than we think they are. Nonetheless, Dolphins, if they play their game, should win. The Hurricanes, going on the road, a little bit of an unknown, but if they play their game, they should win. The Marlins, you're at home, good crowd, a lot on the line, although the Brewers still do have a lot on the line too. They're trying to win their division. But you got to take two out of three. Play your game. You got to take two out of three at this point of the season. Prove to the whole world that you are a playoff-worthy team, or at least a wild-card-worthy team.
Well, it's also a possible playoff preview.
Right, that's possible too.
Because if the season were to end today, I mean, the Cubs did win today. So, yeah, let's just say they hadn't played yet. They have us playing the Brewers.
Oh, goodness. So there's a lot. That's a lot to digest. We got a lot to get into, Jimmy. Oh, yeah, and by the way, Colorado plays, but we already know that. We're going to get into Coach Prime and Colorado and all the craziness that's going along with that because, you know what, it's the biggest show on the surface. You know, it's the every week. You know, you got Ohio State and Notre Dame, South Bend, Indiana. What a great tradition on both sides. Huge game. Both teams in the single digits when it comes to their rankings. But Colorado, Oregon. This. Now, you beat TCU if you're Colorado the first game. Okay, we're here. Look at us. We're good. Second week, Nebraska. You hadn't beat Nebraska in forever. Okay, you're good. You're cool. Colorado State, woo! That was a brawl. But you should have beaten them, which you barely beat them, but it's a rivalry.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you got to show that you're for real. For real, for real.
Because Oregon is no walk in the park.
Oregon is a highly ranked team. They're still in your conference for now. You're not being overlooked by anybody anymore.
Nope, you're not fooling nobody.
Nobody thinks Travis Hunter is just some crazy guy that plays all the plays and that Shedeur Sanders has gotten lucky with some of the passing. No. You're getting everyone's best game, and you're getting a really good team. This is one of those games where you make a statement and you say, oh, yeah, we're for real. So, Coach Prime, can he do it again? We'll find out, Jimmy. I know you have an interesting take on this game coming up. We're going to get into it. I got an interesting take, too. But let's get into some headlines before anything else happens crazy in this world. Protect your home. Also, Jimmy, remember to protect your home, too, this weekend. Just, you know, make sure to lock up, turn the lights on, stuff like that. Gotcha. You got it? Cool. Just remind you. Jaylen Waddle has not cleared concussion protocol, but did some practicing today. Also, Teron Armstead and Jalen Phillips are questionable for the Dolphins game Sunday at 1 against the Broncos, but Mike McDaniel remains optimistic. Now, with the win this coming Sunday, Tua Tagovailoa could have 10 consecutive winning starts against Super Bowl winning coaches. That would be a new record.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's good that he gets Bill Belichick every year twice to beat up on.
Yeah.
He'll get Sean Payton, who won one with the Saints, but he would be the first quarterback to have 10 consecutive starts with a win against Super Bowl winning coaches.
Yeah.
We're going to get into it next.
Nuts.
Like I said, our dude Omar Kelly, he wrote an article about the Dolphins offense, and we're going to take a look at it. It is stunning. Omar did some great work. Always does great work. Omar, you know we love you. Tyler Van Dyke is excited to play against Temple at Lincoln Financial Field tomorrow because he grew up an Eagles fan. Kickoff is at 3:30. That stadium's going to be empty, Jimmy. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's going to look like a high school game.
I mean, I don't know if a lot of Miami people are going to travel. I know there's going to be some, as always. And I know Temple has their fans. But putting the pro stadium for the college game, interesting. We'll see. Maybe it will be. Former Cane Warren Sapp says he's getting his college degree in order to coach with the Colorado Buffaloes next year. Of course, Colorado faces Oregon tomorrow at 3:30. Everybody on the Colorado train, man. The Rock is out there wearing Colorado gear. Warren Sapp, the playmaker, Michael Irvin, he's in all Colorado gear on the sidelines. Come on. I know it's the new sexy girl at school, but come on. You got your old standby, the U, baby. But Warren Sapp wants to get into it.
I mean, Colorado is trying to be the U.
A little bit. Swaggy.
Yeah, Swaggy U part two.
Swaggy. Deion Sanders went to FSU, though, so I don't know. Tyler Hero, did you see this? He posted, "Ain't no friends in this business," on his Instagram, leading many to believe he's making mention of his rumored trade situation with Damian Lillard. The Heat, they open the preseason October 10th against Charlotte. Yep, Tyler Hero just on a plane posts, "Ain't no friends in this business," and he's on a plane flying in the picture. I don't know. I mean, Jimmy, when it comes to the Miami Heat, Damian Lillard, Tyler Hero, the whole offseason, that's my best explanation. I don't know. Well, why did they let Gabe Vincent go and Max Strus go? I don't know.
Because we can't afford them.
Okay. Why have they not gotten Damian Lillard yet? I don't know. Are they going to trade Tyler Hero? I don't know. Okay. Well, you know, we're going to get a major free agent or trade this offseason? I don't know. Let's see. The Panthers are expecting Brandon Mantor and Aaron Ekblad to be out of the lineup until mid-December with injuries. Training camp for the Cats has begun. Okay, hate to hear that. In college football tonight, tell me if these games excite you, Jimmy. Wisconsin-Purdue at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's good.
Big Ten game.
Yeah, not bad.
Not a bad game.
I went to Wisconsin
for a Friday night.
Yeah, 7:30, NC State and Virginia.
Not really sold on Virginia.
Okay,
this an ACC matchup?
It's okay. It's not the best
game. And if you want to stay up late, a.k.a. chase your bets, 10:30, you get Boise State and San Diego State.
Okay.
It's starting to get better. That first 2 weeks, but now these Friday night games are getting a little bit better. Speaking of college football, FIU takes on Liberty tomorrow at 6:30, while FAU will face Illinois at 3:30. High school football, you got it. Chaminade Madonna defeated Miami Central 31-28 in a battle between nationally ranked high school teams last night. I saw it was on like ESPNU last night. It was on one of the channels.
No, I think it was on ESPN. I think it was on the mother.
Oh, really?
I think it was either on the mother channel or ESPN2.
So we were getting crazy last night at Duffy's Implantation. Did some trivia. We're watching the football games. Just behind the bar, Sabrina, Val, but I looked up on some of the TVs and I saw Chaminade Madonna versus Central. I was like, whoa, big time, man. High school player, national TV. And of course, they're both top 10 ranked teams in the country, but still, gah, that's strong right there. And Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman says his country will continue to sports wash, not because it improves their image globally, but because it helps grow their GDP. So he says they're going to continue to get big stars. They're going to continue to get into stuff like golf and to continue to get into stuff like soccer. He says it is a financial thing. It has nothing to do with the Saudis trying to improve their image across the world.
Yeah, they're just flashing money.
A lot of money. That's a lot of money, Jimmy. It's a lot of money. But sports washing, that's what it's called now. Sports washing. Not watching, because that's what you and I will be doing this weekend. Sports washing. With that being said, wash your hands and take a step into the day spa. A woman is mad at her boyfriend because he keeps wearing her t-shirts and stretching them out. Dude, what are you doing? I can understand a girl wearing a guy's t-shirt, but a guy wearing a girl's t-shirt?
Come on, man.
The worst part about it is the sleeves. Like the short sleeves, they're all pointy and built, and the shoulders are for a woman. I bought some women's t-shirts in my day, actually. But they're mine.
But they're yours?
I didn't know they were women's shirts when I bought them. I was like,
okay.
It's a cat riding a unicorn. That's hilarious. I buy it, put it on, I'm like, oh, man. But it's already bought, so, you know, I just wear it. A lot of times I'll just put a hoodie over it. So every once in a while, yeah. If you see me wearing a hoodie, unzip, I'll probably have a woman's shirt on underneath. Just saying. An Indian man broke a world record when he drank a Capri Sun in 8 seconds.
I could probably do that in 10 seconds.
I was going to say, I thought the record would be shorter than that. I thought someone, like, you know, what's a guy, Badlands, could chug down a Capri Sun in like 2 seconds.
I mean, it'd probably be quicker for me if it was a really hot day.
Okay.
And I was thirsty.
Okay. Up next, we're going to get some new music from local artists to kind of bring us back into the segment. Then we're going to talk about prolific Dolphins offense and if it can keep on keeping on. Stay tuned. This is Day at Night, 560 WQAM.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Break.
Day at Night on 560 WQAM. Music from another local South Florida artist is my dude, Vince Hauber. Secrets on My Phone. Now, you can probably tell this isn't Vince's voice. What he did, actually, he wrote, did all the arrangements, did everything, and then sent it off to be made by a different artist. So it's his music, just not his performance. Kind of like Whitney Houston when she sang, "And I will always be there." It's Dolly Parton, but it's Whitney Houston that was singing. This is Vince Hauber, one more time. This is his song, Secrets on My Phone. I've got the losers that I'm gonna troll. Darkness in the hole, searching for my soul. Rave on to my desire. My whole life in my hands. Gonna play some more of his music later. Got a couple of things going on. Also, one of my dudes, Eric, just text me. Shout out listening to you while the kids and I, Jacoby and Noah, drive home. They want Dame Time in MIA. I'm with Jacoby and Noah. Jimmy, I want Dame Time in MIA also.
Likewise. We're all in agreement.
I know. So Eric, Jacoby, Noah, Jimmy, and I, let's try to get Dame Time going here in South Florida. Also, 305-570-560, the number to text in. 720 says, I don't see the bid thing for the Miami Marlins. Well, let me give you the information right now. They are partnering with Ticket Rev. Ticket R-E-V. It's called Make Your Pitch. So check it out. Go to Ticket Rev for more information. You can also go to marlins.com/make-your-pitch. marlins.com/make-your-pitch. And you can bid on how much you want to pay for Marlins tickets, and they will either accept it or not accept it. Okay, gotten all that done. Business taken care of. Let's get down to what our dude, Omar Kelly, recently wrote for SI.com. Of course, you can hear Omar Kelly. He is going to be on the Dolphins pregame along with our dudes, Alejandro Solana and Brendan Tobin. That is going to be this coming Sunday, 9 a.m. But Omar Kelly talks about Miami Dolphins by the numbers week 3. The Dolphins have the NFL's top-ranked offense and have clocked the 3 fastest ball carrier speeds of the 2023 season. Here we go. Assorted numbers and stats related to the Miami Dolphins through week 2. The Dolphins' offense is averaging 462.5 yards per game, which is first, and is 135.1 yards higher than the NFL average. So far, so good, Jimmy. Now, this is my question to you. It's all fun and games the first couple of weeks, but then it's a copycat league. Someone maybe does something right. The Broncos maybe do something right to slow it down. Every week, you're going to have to contend with that. Is this something that you see sustainable? And I'll say the reason why I think it's sustainable is because you've got weapons. You've got Tua Tagovailoa, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, hopefully. Teron Armstead hasn't even played yet. Oh, and by the way, Tua's only been sacked once this year. That's, what did we say all year? This Dolphins team is going to be special if
Tua stays healthy.
Yes, that's it right there. But you have these weapons, River, Craig Kraft, and Raheem Mostert. You got those guys. I think with their skill level, although you will slow down a little bit with the defenses that come at you and, you know, they start figuring things out. The book is more out. Mike McDaniel is a great play caller and a great schemer, but at the same time, other coaches are good at scheming too. That's why with this talent, I think maybe not these crazy, crazy numbers that we've had so far, but one of the top offensive teams in the league. He goes on. Dolphins finished with the 6th offense in the league last year, despite 4 games without Tua Tagovailoa. They're getting things done. They're getting things done. Let's talk about some of the Dolphins' offensive numbers that Omar Kelly dives into. The Dolphins rank 2nd in the NFL in first downs, 26 per game. Only the Los Angeles Rams, 27.5 or better. Okay, so they're getting their first downs. Miami is 1st in yards per play, 7.34, and by a wide margin. San Francisco is 2nd at 6.30. So basically over a yard more than 2nd place, not average teams in the league, per play, over 7 yards per play. When it comes to third down efficiency, the Dolphins rank 13th, converting 42.1% on those critical downs. The Ravens and the Rams each lead the league, converting 58% of those opportunities. Man, you got to do good on third down. That's 13th is good. I'd like to see it maybe creep up a little more, Jimmy, towards seventh in the league. You know, just taking the air out of the ball and just really, really dominating on the offensive side. You'd like to see them just do more of that. Wouldn't you like to? I mean, of course, you'd like to see them first in the league, but I'd like to see it creep up a little more to maybe like 48, 49 half the time converting on third down. That would be something special.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that they've been doing one. They're like one of the best of driving the ball down the field in the last two games.
Yeah, they've been great. They've been really good. Now they're getting it done in the red zone. They're tied with San Francisco for 13th in red zone conversion, 62.5%. The Rams, how are the Rams not better? They're the top of everything. And the Packers lead with 83.3%. Yeah, I know the kicking game, a lot of people have been talking about it. I think that's one of Bill Belichick's specialties. They got us. We still won the game. It's going to be all right. So far, quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, MVP candidate, by the way, he led the NFL in passer rating last season with 105.5. He ranks eighth in the NFL this year with 102.9 passer rating. With that being said, Jimmy, leading the league in passer rating, and this year right back up there, almost the exact consistency. Honestly, the only reason you would have any doubt now when Tua would be his health. His skill and his numbers speak for themselves. So anyone that's a doubter, the only way you can doubt him is by saying his health and availability and that he hasn't, quote-unquote, won the big game yet. Hadn't had that opportunity so much. Green Bay's Jordan Love, who is in his first season as an NFL starter, sits atop the league with a 118 passer rating. Kirk Cousins right behind him. Yeah, we'll take Tua Tagovailoa over Kirk Cousins and Jordan Love any day. So Tua has thrown for the most yards, 715 so far this season, and averages a league-high 9.5 yards per attempt. Jared Goff is second, 8.2 yards per attempt. Yeah, man, not only is Tua throwing accurate, beautiful passes, he has great receivers to throw it to, so you can expect those numbers to be up there and to be good. Tua's percentage of passes that have produced first downs, 50.7. So half the times he is throwing for a first down, that leads the NFL. Brock Purdy is second with just 44.4% of his passes producing a first down. Once again, way ahead, not of the average, but of the second best in the league when it comes to offense and quarterbacking. Last year, the Dolphins were one of the least productive rushing teams in the league, but this year they've improved. I have to admit, the running game has been better. Has it been wonderful? Has it been great? Better is the way I'd look at it. The Dolphins are averaging 107.5 rushing yards per game, which ranks 16th. Miami, actually 3.2 yards below the NFL rushing average of all 32 teams. So, room for improvement, you have to admit. But, I mean, when you have the weapons, you've got these weapons. You've got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, and you've got Tua, and just, ugh. But, yes, they do look like they're making a little more of an effort to get the running game going. Raheem Mostert got out there, made that big run the other night. Like to see it. I think as time goes on, you'll see them lean a little more, just a little more, on the running game. Couple more yards a game. When I say couple more, you know what I'm saying. A couple more rushes, couple more yards a game, get it going. Raheem Mostert with 158 yards ranks him seventh in the NFL leading into this week's game. Of course, Christian McCaffrey leads that. And of course, when we were talking about the fastest times at any player this year with the ball, Tyreek Hill has two of them. Mostert has one. Mostert in that 43-yard run against the Patriots was clocked at 21.62, while Hill is just flying all over the place. At one point, he was clocked at 21.66, 47-yard touchdown reception against the Chargers. Dolphins have allowed just one sack in the first two games and four quarterback hits. Clean, Jimmy. And that is without Teron Armstead. This team has allowed one sack and just four quarterback hits.
Kept them clean.
You know, I don't freak out now. I mean, have you noticed, like, last year every time, you know, it got a little dicey. This year I haven't had that feeling. Maybe it's because I've been having beer and watching the game and relaxing, but I don't get that when things kind of start collapsing a little bit.
Well, not just the one thing is that's helping the run game is the O-line.
Yeah.
It's like it's opening up holes among holes.
And that's the thing, too. Maybe you go in there and you challenge. They challenge the guys. And they said, look, we need you. Teron Armstead's not here. Much maligned. People are talking about Austin Jackson. You have a lot to prove. You go in there and you challenge the guys. And they responded positively so far. So far, they've been positive. I can't say anything. I mean, the stats speak for themselves. Once again, the running game is better. Two has been sacked once, hit four times. For the most part, he's been pretty clean in every game. So offensive line, they've answered the challenge. Sometimes you tell them, look, you got to do this. Some teams, some guys, some players, they answer the call. Others, they wilt away. So far, running clean with this offense. We hope it continues to keep on going. Thanks again to Omar Kelly, SI.com. Check out all of his articles. But, man, this offense looking so far, once again, the unknown scares me, Jimmy. Like, the Hurricanes going on the road. I don't know what it's going to be like on the road. It's only two games into the Dolphins season. What I've seen, I like. But the unknown, Jimmy, it scares me sometimes. Is it a big enough sample size to be like, okay, we're good? I'll tell you this. I think to his career sample size, we know what he can do if
stays healthy.
There you go. So come on, offensive line. Keep doing your thing. We are proud of you. We love you, and it is great. I like it. I like it a lot. Speaking of things we like, we're going to do a little What I Like next here on Day at Night, 560 WQAM. Gotta like the weekend in South Florida, especially with our teams winning like they've been for the past, it just seems like we've just been winning for months after months after months with the Panthers, with the Heat, with the Dolphins, with the Hurricanes. The Marlins, hopefully can get some wins this weekend. FIU, FAU, basketball, baseball, football, soccer, Inter Miami. They got a big one on Sunday, but you're not going to be seeing Lionel Messi or Jordi Alba or Sergio Busquets play. Nonetheless, big one, making a playoff push. So much good stuff going on. Let's keep it going. Let's get into some of the stuff that Jimmy and I liked over the past, 24, 48 hours or so, not just in the sports world, but the world in general. Of course, the marquee matchup of college football this weekend is Miami at Temple. Okay, maybe not. Technically, it's Ohio State and Notre Dame, but really, most people are going to be keeping an eye on Colorado and Oregon, two top 25 ranked teams ready to do battle. Recently, ESPN's Dan Orlovsky compared this Colorado Buffaloes football team to another college historic team from the past.
How would you describe, all of us watched it on TV, how would you describe the atmosphere in that building?
Unbelievable, Greeny. I was down on the football field, seeing Lil Wayne come out, introducing the team, bringing them on the football field. Desi Banks, who's one of the top comedians, he was on the sideline. Master P, the energy, the way everything felt, it felt like it was right. And for Deion Sanders, a guy that had a vision, and I remember that video, and he posted it recently on his IG, of him walking out on that football field when he first got the job. And you can just see the vision that he has. The Bible says, "Well, there's no vision. The vision of people will perish." They're not perishing in Colorado right now because of Deion Sanders.
Dan, you made a fascinating comparison of what Deion and Colorado are right now to one of the legendary teams in college sports history.
Yeah, it's like the Fab Five. You know, for Michigan, when they kind of came onto the scene, it was like, hold on. The black shoes with the black socks, the baggier shorts that we all as kids wanted to start to dress like that. And it didn't make, you know, like for me, Harry, and this is always like interesting to say on TV, like it didn't make anyone uncomfortable. It was more like an embrace in a cultural embrace. And I think that's kind of what it feels like with Colorado right now is just being honest. No matter what you look like, you're leaning into it, you're enjoying it, you're embracing it, you're running towards it. Yeah. And I think that's one of the coolest aspects of what's going on with Colorado.
I think Dan Orlovsky hit it on the head right there. This is very similar to what the Fab Five were doing. And everyone's along for the ride and enjoying it. It doesn't matter if you're white, if you're black, if you're Hispanic, if you're Asian. Doesn't matter if you're young, if you're old. Maybe if you're a Colorado State alumni, you're maybe not so excited. But nonetheless, we're all here for the ride. And we're all kind of, in a way, odd way, united in it. Like, you want to see Colorado do well. You want to see Coach Prime do well. It's exciting, it's fun, and it's great for college football, at least for right now. Jimmy, though, does the fantasy ride come to an end against Oregon?
I like what he's doing at Colorado. However, I do not see it have... I see the magic ending tomorrow.
You know what? I'm going to quote Coach Prime. Don't doubt me. Don't doubt me.
I'm not saying he can't do it. If he beats Oregon, great. The ride continues. But Oregon is just a different beast.
Yeah, it is a step up in play. Like I said, you play TCU. They were, of course, in the championship game last year. They were a top, 15, 17 ranked team. It was the first game of the year. Kind of your, we've arrived moment. Then you go and beat Nebraska, who, because you've been so bad for so long, you've had a lot of problems with in the past. Then you win a tough, hard-fought rivalry game against Colorado State, which we both predicted was going to be close. It wasn't going to be an epic proportions blowout by any means. Now, this is your statement game, like, we're for real. For real, for real. Because this is all fun. This is all cute. We're all in this together, and everybody loves it. They're winning. You throw a couple losses in there, maybe even an ugly loss in there. Does the luster kind of fade from Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes and Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter? Does it kind of fade a little bit? It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, if they lose by 14 points or less, then the magic is still happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's magical no matter what, because he's doing things very differently over there. And I love what he's doing, actually. And he's also just instilling into these young men just confidence. That's the craziest thing. The strongest muscle in the human body is the brain. And Coach Prime isn't just getting good athletes and getting them in the right position and coaching them. He's coaching them up to where they get it from their coach. They have this confidence. They have this belief in themselves. And when you have that, you got a lot going. I like that he brought a lot of his HBCU coaches with him from Jackson State to Colorado. And whenever someone says, oh, little HBCU, no, he's quick to say, nah, it's real.
We're going to compete every Saturday or Thursday or Friday whenever they play.
But on the other side of the coin, as we always say, everything's cute when you're winning.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, all these little intricacies, all these little nicks and knacks, they're cute when you're winning. When you start losing, you start being like, oh, I don't like
it's
that.
It's all sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, when LSU winning. Was 15-0 with Coach Orgeron, everybody loved it. It was hilarious. When they started losing... Guy can barely talk. Everybody's so.
Sound like the guy from The Water Boy.
Yeah, you see,
the coach
so
from The Water Boy.
The first, he's our coach. We understand what he's saying. Starts losing games. Who's this guy from The Water Boy talking? So I want to see the ride continue. And I like Oregon enough. I want to see this ride continue. I'm not doubting Coach Prime till I have reason to doubt him and his Buffalo. So I'm a ride with Colorado. Speaking of riding, the hottest, salacious celebrity couple right now. Come on, Jimmy. You keep up with it.
Is it Joe Jonas and Sophia Turner?
Ooh, no, that is not a hot couple anymore. We're going to get into that in Something or Nothing. No,
I'm just joking.
One Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
I had to go see it for myself because my daughters, they hoodwinked me, man. You know what I'm saying? That they made me promise I was going to treat them to the concert, And they had 10 friends with them. It was $2,000.
It'll be cheap.
It was $2,000.
You good for it?
I spent $20,000 on Taylor Swift tickets, all right? I had to see it for myself. And then I went.
Is that what made you buy that super cheap shirt you have on right now?
Whatever. It's not super cheap, but the focus right now. Do that on another segment, not here. Don't interrupt with that. This, I spent $20,000. And I said, I got to see this for myself, Mina. And I went to that concert, Damien. I said, damn. It was off the chain. I ain't never been to a concert like that in my life. It was spectacular. Taylor Swift turned it out. Now, let me answer the question directly. He could do worse, and that's saying a lot because...
Here we go.
Look up the name Kayla Nicole. I am a fan. She knows that. You understand? No shade on her whatsoever. Having said that, he knows that. You understand what I'm saying? But having said that, She could do a lot worse, too. Travis Kelce's a good brother, man. I mean, I love me some Travis Kelce. Now, it's his business. I don't know what's going on. I ain't going to ask. I don't ask those questions.
Show him my arm.
I don't ask those questions. But anybody.
I'll say this. I think they're cute people.
Travis Kelce is good people, man. Travis Kelce's good people. That's my brother from another mother right there. You understand what I'm saying?
Is this Gossip Girl right now?
No, no, no. He's a good man. That's all I'm trying to say. And anything that makes Travis Kelce happy, I am a supporter of.
Hey, if you got Stephen A's approval on your relationship, you're good. So we found out Stephen A spent $20,000 on Taylor Swift tickets, said it was worth every penny, and is now happy that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are together. Very interesting right there. Of course, Travis Kelce tried to give her his number one time, and it didn't work, but apparently, I don't know, something's going. I think it's a cute couple. Interesting. Travis Kelce, he's got a wide range of women that he dates. I'll say that. Taylor Swift has dated a lot of dudes, so maybe that makes sense.
Just don't end up being in one of her songs.
Yeah. Well, you know, worse things could happen in your life. But yeah, so Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, he says he wants it to go for a mile, more than a mile. I don't know. Good. Interesting, the other night, Dodger Stadium, the Dodgers and the Tigers were playing, and there was a strange delay.
We got something hovering over the field. Whoa.
Is it a giant bubble?
A minor bubble delay.
I thought it was a drone.
Wow.
Is that a first?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a bubble. Okay.
It's a bubble.
First ever, bubble delay. Somebody brought a bubble maker and blew a big bubble. All of a sudden, there was a delay at the Dodgers game. I think the players didn't look very happy at all because that is a terrible way to delay the game. But last but not least, we were talking just a couple of minutes ago about Dame Time and how Dame Time needs to get here to South Florida. Training camps are about to start. Preseason games are less than a month away. Damian Lillard, he spoke recently, but not so much about where he wants to end up or what he wants to do, but mainly about his top three opponents.
What's the best three you played against?
Steph, Kyrie Irving, and Russell Westbrook. Good. Kyrie really, he got the most beautiful game in NBA history.
All right. Thanks for being honest, but how about this, man? I don't know. Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler. Oh, yeah, he didn't want to stir the pot. Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler. Russell Westbrook makes an appearance.
He didn't want to talk about his future teammates.
Okay, yeah, something like that. Oh, man. Well, hopefully we'll have Dame here making more memories with us soon. Up next, going to get you caught up with all the headlines and get you going on this Friday night. This is Day at Night on 560 WQAM.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Gotta like the weekend in South Florida, especially with our teams winning like they've been for the past, it just seems like we've just been winning for months after months after months with the Panthers, with the Heat, with the Dolphins, with the Hurricanes, the Marlins. Hopefully we can get some wins this weekend. FIU, FAU, basketball, baseball, football, soccer, Inter Miami. I got a big one on Sunday, but you're not going to be seeing Lionel Messi or Jordi Alba or Sergio Busquets play. Nonetheless, big one, making a playoff push. So much good stuff going on. Let's keep it going. Let's get into some of the stuff that Jimmy and I liked over the past, 24, 48 hours or so, not just in the sports world, but the world in general. Of course, the marquee matchup of college football this weekend is Miami at Temple. Okay, maybe not. Technically, it's Ohio State and Notre Dame, but really, most people going to be keeping an eye on Colorado and Oregon, two top 25 ranked teams ready to do battle. Recently, ESPN's Dan Orlovsky compared this Colorado Buffaloes football team to another college historic team from the past.
How would you describe, all of us watched it on TV, how would you describe the atmosphere in that building?
Unbelievable, Greeny. I was down on the football field, seeing Lil Wayne come out, introducing the team, bringing them on the football field. Desi Banks, who's one of the top comedians, he was on the sideline. Master P, the energy, the way everything felt, it felt like it was right. And for Deion Sanders, a guy that had a vision, and I remember that video, and he posted it recently on his IG, of him walking out on that football field when he first got the job. And you can just see the vision that he has. The Bible says, well, there's no vision, the vision of people will perish. They're not perishing in Colorado right now because of Deion Sanders.
Dan, you made a fascinating comparison of what Deion and Colorado are right now to one of the legendary teams in college sports history.
Yeah, it's like the Fab Five. You know, for Michigan, when they kind of came onto the scene, it was like, hold on. The black shoes with the black socks, the baggier shorts that we all as kids wanted to start to dress like that. And it didn't make, you know, like for me, Harry, and this is always like interesting to say on TV, like it didn't make anyone uncomfortable. It was more like an embrace in a cultural embrace. And I think that's kind of what it feels like with Colorado right now is just being honest. No matter what you look like, you're leaning into it, you're enjoying it, you're embracing it, you're running towards it. Yeah. And I think that's one of the coolest aspects of what's going on with Colorado.
I think Dan Orlovsky hit it on the head right there. This is very similar to what the Fab Five were doing. And everyone's along for the ride and enjoying it. It doesn't matter if you're white, if you're black, if you're Hispanic, if you're Asian. Doesn't matter if you're young, if you're old, maybe if you're a Colorado State alumni, you're maybe not so excited, but nonetheless, we're all here for the ride, and we're all kind of, in a way, odd way, united in it. Like, you want to see Colorado do well. You want to see Coach Prime do well. It's exciting, it's fun, and it's great for college football, at least for right now. Jimmy, though, does the fantasy ride come to an end against Oregon?
I like what he's doing at Colorado. However, I do not see it have. I see the magic ending tomorrow.
You know what? I'm going to quote Coach Prime. Don't doubt me.
I'm not saying he can't do it. If he beats Oregon, great. The ride continues. But Oregon is just a different beast.
Yeah, it is a step up in play. Like I said, you play TCU. They were, of course, in the championship game last year. They were a top, 15, 17 ranked team. It was the first game of the year. Kind of your, we've arrived moment. Then you go and beat Nebraska, who, because you've been so bad for so long, you've had a lot of problems with in the past. Then you win a tough, hard-fought rivalry game against Colorado State, which we both predicted was going to be close. It wasn't going to be an epic proportions blowout by any means. Now, this is your statement game, like, we're for real. For real, for real. Because this is all fun. This is all cute. We're all in this together, and everybody loves it. They're winning. You throw a couple losses in there, maybe even an ugly loss in there. Does the luster kind of fade from Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes and Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter? Does it kind of fade a little bit? It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, if they lose by 14 points or less, then the magic is still happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's magical no matter what because he's doing things very differently over there. And I love what he's doing, actually. And he's also just instilling into these young men just confidence. That's the craziest thing. The strongest muscle in the human body is the brain. And Coach Prime isn't just getting good athletes and getting them in the right position and coaching them. He's coaching them up to where they get it from their coach. They have this confidence. They have this belief in themselves. And when you have that, you got a lot going. I like that he brought a lot of his HBCU coaches with him from Jackson State to Colorado. And whenever someone says, oh, little HBCU, no, he's quick to say, nah, it's real.
We're going to compete every Saturday or Thursday or Friday whenever they play.
But on the other side of the coin, as we always say, everything's cute when you're winning.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, all these little intricacies, I shouldn't have said it. all these little nicks and knacks. They're cute when you're winning. When you start losing, you start being like, oh, I don't like
it's
that.
It's all sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, when LSU was 15-0 with Coach Orgeron, everybody loved it. It was hilarious. When they started losing, guy can barely talk. Everybody's, you know, so.
Sound like the guy from The Water Boy.
Yeah, you see, so.
The Water Boy.
The first thing, he's our coach. We understand what he's saying. Starts losing games. Who's this guy from The Water Boy talking, you know, so. I want to see the ride continue, and I like Oregon enough. I want to see this ride continue. I'm not doubting Coach Prime till I have reason to doubt him and his Buffalo. So I'm a ride with Colorado. Speaking of riding, you know the hottest, salacious celebrity couple right now? Come on, Jimmy, you keep up with it.
Is it Joe Jonas and Sylvia Turner?
Ooh, no, that is not a hot couple anymore. We're gonna get into that in Something or Nothing. No. It is one Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
I had to go see it for myself because my daughters, they hoodwinked me, man. You know what I'm saying? They made me promise I was going to treat them to the concert, you know? And they had 10 friends with them. It was $2,000.
It'll be cheap.
It was $2,000.
You good for it?
I spent $20,000 on Taylor Swift tickets, all right? And I had to see it for myself. And then I went.
Is that what made you buy that super cheap shirt you have on right now?
Whatever. It's not super cheap, but the focus right now. Do that on another segment, not here. Don't interrupt with that. This, I spent $20,000, and I said, I got to see this for myself, Mina. And I went to that concert, Damien. I said, damn, it was off the chain. I ain't never been to a concert like that in my life. It was spectacular. Taylor Swift turned it out. Now, let me answer the question directly. He could do worse, and that's saying a lot because...
Here we go.
Look up the name Kayla Nicole. I am a fan. She knows that. You understand? No shade on her whatsoever. Having said that, he knows that. You understand what I'm saying? But having said that, she could do a lot worse too. Travis Kelce's a good brother, man. I mean, I love me some Travis Kelce. Now, it's his business. I don't know what's going on. I ain't going to ask. I don't ask those questions.
Show him my
eyes. I don't ask those questions. But anybody.
I'll say this. Listen, I think they're cute.
Travis Kelce is good people, man. Travis Kelce's good people. That's my brother from another mother right there. You understand what I'm saying?
Is this Gossip Girl right now?
No. He's a good man. That's all I'm trying to say. And anything that makes Travis Kelce happy, I am a supporter of.
Hey, if you got Stephen A's approval on your relationship, you're good. So we found out Stephen A spent $20,000 on Taylor Swift tickets, said it was worth every penny, and is now happy that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are together. Very interesting right there. Of course, Travis Kelce tried to give her his number one time, and it didn't work, but apparently, I don't know, something's going. I think it's a cute couple. Interesting. Travis Kelce... he's got a wide range of women that he dates. I'll say that. Taylor Swift has dated a lot of dudes, so maybe that makes sense.
Just don't end up being in one of her songs.
Yeah. Well, you know, worse things could happen in your life. But yeah, so Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, he says he wants it to go for a mile, more than a mile. I don't know, maybe. Good. Interesting, the other night, Dodger Stadium, the Dodgers and the Tigers were playing, and there was a strange delay.
We got something hovering over the field. Whoa.
Is it a giant bubble?
A minor bubble delay.
I thought it was a drone.
Wow.
Is that a first?
Oh, yeah.
It's a bubble.
It's a bubble.
First ever, bubble delay. Somebody brought a bubble maker and blew a big bubble. All of a sudden, there was a delay at the Dodgers game. I think the players didn't look very happy at all because that is a terrible way to delay the game. But last but not least, we were talking just a couple of minutes ago about Dame Time and how Dame Time needs to get here to South Florida. Training camps are about to start. Preseason games are less than a month away. Damian Lillard, he spoke recently, but not so much about where he wants to end up or what he wants to do, but mainly about his top three opponents.
What's the best three you played against?
Steph, Kyrie Irving, and Russell Westbrook. Good. Kyrie really, he got the most beautiful game in NBA history.
All right. Thanks for being honest, but how about this, man? I don't know. Bam Adebayo, Jimmy, oh yeah, he didn't want to stir the pot. Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, Russell Westbrook makes an appearance.
He didn't want to talk bad about his future teammates.
Okay, yeah, something like that. Oh, man. Well, hopefully we'll have Dame here making more memories with us soon. Up next, going to get you caught up with all the headlines and get you going on this Friday night. This is Day at Night on 560 WQAM.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Dr. Hrini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.